Phil will now introduce this week's letters.
We only have two letters this week, and they're both about sport. The first is about cricket and comes from Doug Folcher, who lives on Hillside Road in Thorpe St Andrew. I understand that the cricket season is almost upon us, so this explanation of the game might be handy for those with little or no knowledge of the sport. Two older gentlemen in white coats walk together to the centre of a large green field, each carrying three long sticks and two little ones. Each man plants his three sticks in the ground, 22 yards apart, and puts the little sticks on the top. They turn round and look towards 22 younger men waiting at the edge of the field, and then it starts to rain.
Steve McKinder from Sandy Lane in Denver responded with help in understanding football. He says, "Clearly Doug Fulcher's grasp of the fundamentals of cricket will resonate with many a baffled reader. I have similar issues with football. Footy, it seems, has only two objectives. Two teams of 11 people, either all men or all women, try and either kick each other or a ball into a net for 90 solid minutes, while thousands stand in all weathers to watch and foully abuse their opponent's supporters or foully abuse individual players on the pitch. Huge numbers of police are paid overtime to stop supporters hitting or kicking each other, while on the pitch one referee is trying to stop players doing the same. On telly in the evening, hugely overpaid pundits will regurgitate the minutiae of the entire afternoon's matches and pontificate about this entirely pointless hobby for hours when permitted. I find both games equally tedious, but if I had to choose which to attend, I guess I'd go for cricket. You're less likely to be sworn at, punched on or off the field, and it's more likely the sun will shine."